Our musical guest today sounds like this. Our musical guest today secured the Irish Christmas number one in 2018. From that, she went on to have a pretty damn good 2019 and even in 2020 in isolation and no gigs happening across the world. She's having a pretty damn good 2020. Her album to be released in the not too distant future. We catch up with her in her Los Angeles home. We say, how are we? Ava Max.
Yeah, really good. Quarantining it up, still chilling in my home. I just can't wait to travel again.
Do you think it'll be travel for leisure and enjoyment or travel for work that'll come up first?
Probably work, and probably like Europe, so Ireland maybe, yeah.
When I was looking at the video actually for Kings and Queens, I'm always wondering, I'm really interested when I talk to artists to find out, you said obviously the music is the main thing for you, it's what you're passionate about, all the other stuff that goes along with it then, like the making of a video, how involved are you in that, and specifically with Kings and Queens, the styling of it, because it looked so stylish and thick.
Thank you. Well, I had an amazing stylist for that shoot, Mimi Cottrell. She works with a lot of amazing people, and she was just like bringing me the coolest clothes, and so I have stylists to help me with that, but I definitely love to write a lot of the treatment with the director, because I'm so involved with the song that I'm just like, okay, I see the vision, so I have to see it in the video, so I'm very involved.
Very hands-on. I like it though. You're not sitting back going,
oh my God, no, I wish I was like that. I feel like, oh my God, I meet some people and I'm just like, how do you do that? Like my mind races before a music video. I'm like, I want this, I want that. And then if that's not right, it's gonna drive me crazy if it doesn't make sense.
It's probably a weird thing to wish for, that you weren't as passionate or involved, but I know the feeling that you would be able to sit back and go, ah, yeah, it's grand.
It's so weird because a part of me wants to sit back and just, let directors and producers do it all. But then I'm like, but I wrote the song, so I know what should be.
You don't know. I know.
No, but I'm actually really collaborative, and I've worked with amazing directors in the past, and working with one right now that's top secret, that's one of my favorite also directors that I've been wanting to work with, so yeah.
How did you maintain the Max cut over quarantine and lockdown?
Usually she's cute, but today I had to put a hat on because she's getting all kinds of like frizz balls up in here, so we keep it under a hat when it doesn't look good.
I'm a chronic lifelong nail biter, so I know it's a terrible habit, it's disgusting, I know, but I'm assuming there's a little bit of artificial growth in there. Please tell me they're not all real.
Imagine these are real. I said that. I feel like there are people who say things that are not true, but these are definitely not real, and they have they have a significance behind them. The color is the theme to everything coming up.
Oh, very good. Okay. That level of detail. I'm very impressed with people who can manage that.
Oh my gosh, I'm really not that great.
I was just going to credit you with the most cryptic interview of all time. Look at the walls. It'll tell you what's on the album. It's like I'm looking for clues now.
Oh my God, you're funny. You should be a comedian.
Hey, I've got good on Zoom calls coming up and trying to be funny.
It's such a weird time to be releasing an album, and whenever you do, how do you plan to celebrate actually having that album out?
Oh my gosh. Celebrate? What is that in quarantine? You know what celebrate is? A nice piece of like cake, or a nice piece of steak, or like literally some alone time.
All of those things sound good.
Literally, right? And like a Netflix show. That's how I'm going to celebrate. Or we go the complete opposite. Pop champagne. We bring two friends over 6 feet away.
I love how seriously you're sticking to the messaging. Yeah.
Yes. Oh my God. It's pretty crazy here. So we got to be careful over here. It's not bad over there, though.
It's not as bad. We're kind of looking at America and going, what the absolute hell is going on?
It's scary, right? I'm just like, I'm afraid to touch the doorknobs. I'm like freaking out.
You're on the wear a mask message buzz, though. I saw that on your social media.
Yes, because I feel like I just keep reading so many recommendations from CDC and like just about how wearing a mask, like in 2 months, this would all be over if all of us just didn't breathe on each other. And obviously, that's a tough thing to say, obviously, because it's summertime and everyone wants to breathe on each other. But
that's all we want to do. That's all we do all summer, usually.
Because you broke your Ireland duck in October. Are you familiar with the term getting the shift?
No.
It's basically, you know, breathing on each other very heavily with tongues.
Oh my God.
Yeah, a bit like that. Some tongues involved, otherwise known as French kissing.
But oh, there's no. My mouth. Oh my goodness, this is way too funny.
Eva, great to get you in such good form. We hate asking the question, what's next for Eva Max? We know the album is coming, but after that, none of us have a clue what's happening 6 months down the line. We wish you the best luck, continued success on your upward trajectory.
And you too, thank you, and hope to see you guys soon.
Obviously, when Eva Max was in Ireland on October, she didn't get the shift and she wasn't introduced to the shift. At least we've rectified that situation, that when she does come back to the country in the not too distant future, she will know.
Lovely, chatty woman. Very impressed by the level of detail going into having clues on her nails. That is the level of detail she is going into. And yeah, if you get a chance to watch the video for Kings and Queens, it's very enjoyable.
She makes absolute bangers. Eva Max, Kings and Queens on the Lift and I Radio.
If all of the kings had their queens on the throne, we would pop champagne and raise a toast.
Weekdays from 2:50.